On a blustery November day, George Penney's sixth grade class stood on the marble steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., took a collective deep breath, and prepared to utter what many believe to be the finest speech in American history.
The Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln.
George Penney says he spent a long time helping his students understand the deceptively simple words of Lincoln's brief speech.
Well, the Gettysburg Address is first a definition of our democratic form of government. It is a cornerstone in our mythology. I don't know how many people actually learn it. I do know that a lot of people, when they memorize things in school, don't know exactly what they're saying. And I do spend a lot of time with the children paraphrasing each sentence and discussing the meaning of it and putting it in historical context so they aren't just saying beautiful words, but that they're saying beautiful words that they understand.
4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this.
Like his classmates, Sean McEvor worked hard to memorize and understand these words.
I think it's basically about remembering one of the most famous speeches ever about one of the worst things that could happen. The Civil War was really a horrible war, and the Battle of Gettysburg was, I think, the worst part of it. So many people died in so little time. The country was fighting itself, which isn't a good thing.
Several parents accompanied their children to the memorial in support of the project. I asked two of them, Vilma Williams and Brian Jordan, to explain why.
I think that at this time it's so pertinent for them to understand that although this speech was given a long time ago, you know, it really applies to all the people that fight for our country. They mean something very important, and that freedom is absolutely a gift that we have and that we have to keep at all costs. And I think that children should not forget that.
If Jake could come away with one thing, I would like it to be the knowledge of how the men who fought and died at Gettysburg, how much they gave and their willingness to give, which is what Lincoln says.
But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but they can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion.
10-year-old Jeremy Gwinner says he loved working on this project.
Is there one part of the Gettysburg Address that you really love?
I like the 10th sentence, really. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
What does that mean to you?
I think it means that this country under God will be reunited and slaves will be freed.
If you could say something to Lincoln, Mr. Lincoln, if you could just meet him and just say a few words to him, what would you tell him? Do you admire him?
Yeah, I really admire him.
Why?
Because he led the country through the Civil War. And he said that no matter what the cost is, I'll bring this nation together. That we here highly resolve
that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth.